Hello and welcome to episode 337 of Sprig and Zig Geek Combat.
And I'm Hammer.
And Brace. What? And this is our Week in Geek.
Woo!
This week we bring you our review of Jumanji the Next Level, our streaming review of Noelle, a little bit of nerd news, and then we'll go ahead and get out of here. And I didn't drink last night.
I know. I was going to say, I was like, you're somebody. Can't laugh too much. It hurts.
And you drank a ton last night, so let's see if we can go for 3 weeks in a row where you don't post the podcast.
Let's hope that, you know what? 3 is the magic number.
I'm sorry, guys.
I
wish that I had something to offer other than he's a dick.
Yep, I love you guys. I want to make them limited and see.
So we are going to go ahead and get to our review of Jumanji the Next Level. Before we do that, we're going to let you know that obviously Star Wars Episode 8 is... Episode 9, sorry.
Yes, that's right.
Is next week.
You're hoping it's Episode 8.5.
So we
actually,
are...
Actually, no, you're not.
No. So we're going to do what we've done with the other two Star Wars is we're going to watch it, review it, full on spoil the entire thing, and we'll have that posted for you on Friday the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Giving you side eyes, but they're well. I've earned these barbs.
So we'll see, but that's the plan. So
yeah,
we'll do the same thing like we did. We'll give you a quick spoiler free review of just, hey, should you see it or not? We're gonna say you should see it unless it's ungodly bad.
Yeah,
but we're gonna say you should see it. And then we're going to... Yeah, exactly. And then we're going to tell you what we think.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get to that, we're going to give you our spoiler-free review of Jumanji the Next Level. If you saw Jumanji, this is Jumanji 2.
Yep.
I mean, they don't change the formula much. They introduce some new characters, both in and outside of Jumanji.
Yeah.
And have different characters playing the characters in Jumanji. If you've seen the trailers, you see that Danny DeVito is The Rock. You see that... Danny Glover is Kevin Hart. You see that Fridge is
Jack Black.
And then Marcy? M?
M. Yeah. It's not Marcy. It's Martha.
Martha is Karen Gillian. So they don't change. You know, you see that Bethany's a horse for a little while. Like, you
oh my
see
God,
all of this
I'm
stuff.
Totally a horse.
You see all of this stuff in the trailer, so we're not giving away anything there.
No.
And you know, what you get is... Sometimes an action movie with on fast forward where they could develop these characters more or their side quests more or their weaknesses and strengths or whatever more, and they just kind of hop from scene to scene.
Yeah.
But they stay consistent with that.
They
rarely linger on a scene for too long.
It is really fast. Like the movie in general, but again, it's the same way with the first movie. It felt like it's rushing to its own end, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a good way to put it.
I get that. Like, it has the ending written and it wants to just get there. Game of Thrones. It's Game of Thrones, the movie.
But I actually had more fun with this and it didn't make me cry a little bit.
Yep.
But yeah, like, it does feel like it's kind of a little bit rushing. There are... All right. So, yes. So, Jumanji. Family friendly. Good.
Jumanji.
You
guys, we are back in Jumanji.
Ah, stupid,
can't
but
stand
love it.
Kevin Black or
Kevin Black.
Black?
Whoa.
Jack Black.
Hart.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. I think it was good. I honestly, I think I enjoyed it more than you did. Like, I'm saying like a bunch of
really?
Times.
I really did enjoy it.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were, it seemed like you weren't as enjoying it as much. You're like, hey, it's all right. I think I had a damn fun time.
It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. It's dumb fun in an action movie. And you know I love those movies where if you have your premise and you stick to it, even if your premise is stupid, as long as you stick to what your premise is, I'm okay. I mean, The Meg.
Ah, so fun.
It's like, this is stupid. Yep.
It was a much needed fun movie.
Yep. Yeah,
and
it's a total
especially,
fun movie.
It's a summer movie in the middle of winter.
Yeah, it does release at a pretty good time, and I know Jumanji, the first one, released the same weekend as Last Jedi, and it did really well.
Yeah.
They were like, well, let's do it again.
just like a week prior.
But and the theater I was in was packed.
Oh, no, ours was too. And honestly, the crowd was really good. Like, I know Jackie and I were laughing, but the whole crowd felt into it too. Well, again, it was, you laughed at the right points. You knew it was queuing you up, but it was fine. You had a good time with it. And I loved that. So I definitely recommend go seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would totally recommend seeing it as well. We'll
did come we back. Miss Cats?
No. I mean, we're going to miss
Cats. But did Matt Cats come out yet?
No.
Okay.
It is this weekend.
Wait, against Star Wars?
Yeah. Maybe Christmas Day, but I know it's...
But why?
It's in the next 2 weeks. But I mean, haven't you seen that trailer?
I guess so. Maybe they want an excuse why no one went and saw it.
So they can blame it on Star Wars.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, fucking Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, I'm missing Cats. Like, 100%, I am missing Cats. Don't even... No,
you're on your own. That's fine. Oh, no, we'll go see it.
It's so okay. We are going to come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review of Jumanji, the second level. But now we're going to get to our streaming review, which was brought to you by you?
By us.
By me? But
us. We. By we.
Did you pick this one, but I gave you this one, but you had already seen it?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So we wanted to watch Noelle.
Dick.
I know. It's... It's basically a commercial for Desert Ridge Marketplace because they say it like 5 or 7 times. It is kind of almost like Hallmark-esque quality is the way I could feel it. Just maybe a touch above, but not that far.
It's, it is a Christmas movie.
Yes.
So you need to understand that it is a Christmas movie.
Yes.
So it's not a good movie.
No.
But it's a Christmas movie, so it's fun. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Where Noelle is Santa's daughter. Santa Claus has passed away, and the mantle has been passed to Bill Hader, who's now Santa Claus.
That's the name that we couldn't fucking figure out last week, by the way.
But he doesn't want to be Santa Claus, so he decides to escape to Arizona.
To do a yoga.
Noelle tracks him down. Yeah. Through tracking him down, she basically discovers that she has the gift of Santa.
She's basically got all the things that Santa would need. Like, be able to understand who's naughty or nice.
Right.
She's like, that guy's not... There's, like, subtle tinges they're doing everywhere, but...
Now...
Or tingles.
If you look at this based upon a movie, it's not good.
No, I agree.
It's not good. But if you're like, okay, I'm watching a holiday movie...
Yes.
And it's gonna do... It's gonna hit every single holiday beat.
Even ones that just feel unwelcome.
Which it does. But if it hits every single holiday beat, if you realize you're watching a holiday movie, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's fine. There are parts where, as Santa Claus, people see her as Santa Claus, and she's like, hey, go back to sleep. And I'm like, you shouldn't be seen as Santa Claus, right? Like, it's weird that all the adults believe in Santa Claus still.
I mean, it's a Disney movie, and it's a holiday movie.
So yeah, and so they have to, right? Of like,
it's just like, understand this is what we're making for this world.
And I get that because it's there and kids are going to find it and they're gonna be like, wait, Santa Claus isn't real?
Also, Santa Claus dies in this movie. You realize that?
Yeah. It's,
that's, I'm like, whoa.
I mean, okay. But he also dies in The Santa Claus. I know. Like, that's the whole point of The Santa Claus. He
gets murdered, let's be honest.
He does get murdered.
I kind of love that movie so fucking much.
And that's weird because that's a movie that I like.
Yeah.
And it takes place during Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. I'm like, I love The Santa Claus.
Yes.
It is fun, endearing. It is definitely a holiday movie, but I actually think it's a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, the same with Die Hard and Gremlins.
Oh, I just watched Die Hard again recently. Yes. I'm so excited. I haven't watched Gremlins in a long time.
Gremlins is so good.
I need to watch that again.
And it's a Christmas movie. You know, it's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna say I liked it. I'm gonna recommend it, but only if you want to watch a holiday Christmas movie.
I think those are good qualifications, honestly. I had fun with it. I mean, Jackie and I were on our phones for more than a few parts of it because, you know, it's what it is.
It drags and it has moments. And
it does. Every time they talk about Desert Ridge Marketplace.
But Anna Kendrick saying naughty.
I like what you choose to focus on. I would say go see it if you really... Again, same qualifier. If you really want a holiday movie and that you haven't seen, sure, go for it. Why not?
Right. It's not new. There's nothing new in it.
It's a holiday movie.
You can tell exactly where it's going from, I don't know, the opening credits.
Fuck yes. You're like, oh, it's named after you. guess what that means.
Oh, Santa passes away? Oh. And, like, the puns are so bad. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. You're like, oh, oh boy.
Yep, you're in for some quality stuff. And normally I love cheesy puns. Again, no, it's not bad.
They're so cheesy.
Yeah, they're very, like, Gouda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's not great.
Blew
it's
you away.
Fine as a holiday movie, but it's... It is what it is.
It's not great, is what you said, for a cheesy movie.
Oh, Jesus.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm right there along with you. Don't worry.
All right,
let's move along.
So for this week's stream review, it's brought to you by me, but brought to you by Hammer, but brought to us by the show.
Yeah. We're going to watch Underground's, or Six Underground?
Yes.
It's the new
Ryan Reynolds, Michael Bay movie on Netflix.
What the fuck? I did not realize it was Michael Bay.
Yeah. In. Totally in.
Yeah. Like, why the fuck not?
Yeah, I'm totally in. I don't care. I mean, we'll keep watching these Netflix movies as long as they keep producing them and they'll keep being, okay. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, or Disney Plus, let us know at BattenHammerGmail.com, BattenHammer on Twitter, Sprague and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis, so you can kind of shout at me for not posting the podcast, which it should be posted every Monday morning on right? SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and get
to... We got news. Ish.
We do have some news. A lot of it kind of centers around some gaming news and the
Game Awards.
But before then, we got some new trailers as well.
One that literally dropped, what is it, about an hour or so after we stopped podcasting, I think?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll go ahead and start there. We did get the trailer for Wonder Woman 2 or Wonder Woman 84.
Mm-hmm.
It shows Diana in 1984. They're using some cool little synth version of Blue Monday.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck. I have no idea what the fuck is going on here. This trailer looks so awesome. This bitch rides lightning with her fucking lasso.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, you are amazing. Steve is back, and you're like, how are you back? Whatever, I don't care. I'm sure you'll explain it, and I'd rather know in the movie than in the trailer.
But...
And we knew he was coming back.
Well, because he got cast again. And I was like, though we kind of thought it would be just like flashbacks almost.
Yeah, maybe. Yep.
Yeah, I'm so in. I love... Because it got me... It made me pull out the Atomic Blonde soundtrack after listening to this.
Oh, yeah, good.
Because I was like, fuck, this is getting me hard into this movie vibe of just wanting to watch that. Because, again, that's the last one I saw that really did the 80s vibe thing really fucking well.
Yeah, the Atomic Blonde soundtrack was amazing.
So, I can't wait. Plus, I love Gal Gadot like,
dude, she's
so
perfect.
So fucking much.
Yeah, she's so perfect. I mean, like, she is so perfect, but she's also so perfect as Diana. She's 100%. So good.
And I'm really excited. It looks pretty. I knew I wanted to see it before I saw the trailer. I wanted to see more after seeing the trailer.
Yes.
Just makes me more excited.
But, like, I knew I was going to see Black Widow, and after seeing the trailer, I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to see this, and after seeing the trailer, I was like, all right. Like, her riding lightning. I'm just like, what is going on in this world? I love it. I'm totally in. I can't wait to see this movie. It looks fantastic. And I have no idea what's going on.
I don't want to know what's going on.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Leave it with this trailer.
Yeah, that's...
Pedro Pascal's there, and you're like, what? And like, I don't even know who he's playing. I don't know a lot of Wonder Woman, so...
Yeah, I don't either. I know some... But I really definitely don't know that much. I'm just really fucking excited. So, yes. I need to go watch the trailer again, actually. Because I did not realize it was Blue Monday. I thought it was something completely different.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought it was. I thought it was, like, the beginning to, like, how... No, I think I was just thinking back to Atomic Blonde. So, ignore me.
That's fine. And another trailer from the 80s that we got was the Ghostbusters Afterlife, or... The actual third Ghostbusters movie that we wanted and not what we got the last time we had a Ghostbusters movie. This looks so good. This is Stranger Things meets Ghostbusters meets it.
Literally because it has...
I mean, not just because it has Wolf Finhard in it, but...
I had no idea what really to expect. I knew that when we saw, like, the teaser, what, a year ago? And it was just of the Ecto-1 a little bit. And
was that it? I mean, we saw it when Kevin Smith had brought it for when we went to Babylon.
That was a year ago, wasn't it?
Was it that long ago?
I think it was about a year ago.
Man.
I want to say, because it wasn't during Comic-Con, was it?
No.
I want to say it was, yeah, I want to say it was then.
Maybe, but.
But, yes. And Paul Rudd, yes.
You're right, Paul Rudd's help sells the movie completely.
He does, but, like, the look of it comes off.
Yeah.
It just looks really fun, and it looks, again, I don't know, I'm just really excited.
And we know the Ghostbusters are in it, but they didn't show them in this trailer at all.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Yeah, they just showed the inkling that you know what it is, and the Ecto-1 is the one who got the most face, or the screen
time. Yeah.
Which, that's fine.
You got a Spangler vet or a jumpsuit, but
I'm so excited. I'm like, fuck.
This looks so good.
I'm really excited. I really am.
Yeah.
It actually played before we saw Jumanji 2, and I think it was the first time Jackie saw it. And she's like, is this scary? And I'm like, no, it's Ghostbusters. She's like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm super into it right now, and I can't wait to see what they do. And I know that Reitman didn't want to do it because it was his dad's.
It was his
dad's thing, and he only wanted to do it if he could do it justice. And at least from this trailer, it looks like he's doing it justice.
Yeah.
I know that this piqued your interest, in, so much so that you even shared it on your time line at one point. 2K has officially said they're working on another Bioshock.
I am so hopeful.
And it's years away.
And
so why the fuck would you even say that you're working on a Bioshock?
I think it's because they had to get in front of it a little bit.
Fuck.
I know, this is also coming out, like, right at the same weekend,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Well, there's a trailer for 1917.
Yeah, 1917, that's it. I feel like this should have been the movie that, what is it, what's his name, did Inception and all that stuff.
Oh, Nolan?
Yeah, I feel like this is the movie that he wanted to do instead of Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Dunkirk was okay. It was okay.
It's fine.
But no, I'm excited. Anyway. I'm also very worried about what they're going to do with Bioshock. Because, one, it's an entirely new team.
Mm-hmm.
And although I know that people have mixed feelings about Infinite, I fucking loved Infinite. I also liked...
I thought... But we talked about it. I thought Infinite was... It was good. It was okay. Yeah. And then the ending, I was like, oh! Like, the ending really got me into Infinite. It was
good. And, like, I even like the... what is it? I even like the second Bioshock. I'm excited for a more story-driven kind of suspense.
Mm-hmm.
And also some... I want them to be a different world. I don't want it to go back to Rapture. I don't want it to go back to the Cloud. I want it to be something different. But at the same time, I'm like, just give me something.
Do you think it has to be under Earth?
If like they do something,
near the Earth's core.
If they do something different again, mm-hmm, maybe. But they, I feel like as the first round, they're probably going to revisit Rapture. Which kind of sucks because... They did revisit Rapture.
They did an Infinite too.
Yeah, an Infinite as well because you got
to go see the DLC.
Yeah. Yep. And the DLC was good. I'm excited about this.
Maybe it could be another, and I don't want to say Rapture, but another place like Rapture.
Which is what the Cloud area was kind of like.
Yeah, Rapture. Which is what, not Columbia. What was it?
No, it was Columbia.
Was it Columbia?
Yeah, it was Columbia.
For some reason, no, Elizabeth's her name. For some reason, I was thinking her name was Columbia.
Oh, no, the place was Columbia. Yes, yeah, her name was Elizabeth.
But... You know, it could be someplace in the woods where it's like a biodome, yeah, and they get some sort of communication from Rapture, and so they go in to see what's going on, why they've gone off the grid or whatever, blah, blah. So you can go back to Rapture without having to go back to Rapture, maybe?
I'm kind of curious if they'll do the terrors again like they did this last time.
Right.
Because they kind of built in the fiction of Bioshock how, like, the inventions in... The reason why the Vigors are very similar to the plasmids from the other one is because literally the two of the scientists were sharing between that. But it's just, I'm excited. And I'm glad that it's not coming out right away because it means that they're giving it time.
But I've also heard, would you fucking say anything?
Well, I think they've had it on the books for over 2 years.
I mean, at this point...
And they had to reboot it.
We're 8 years out from Infinite?
Yeah.
So, like... And this isn't going to come out until earliest 2022. So you're looking at 10 years. So, like, why do you even say anything?
I honestly have no idea. Unless it is something for stock.
I mean, I guess, but I just...
That's the only thing I'm thinking of, like, it's gotta be something for shareholders.
Be like, yeah, we're doing this, because, like, all right, just don't say anything.
Yeah, because that was my reaction. I got excited, then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I got a lot of weight.
Please be excited. It'll come out someday. And you're like, all right, like, whatever.
Well, it may, or it may not.
The Game Awards were on, I watched them on YouTube. I don't know where they were on.
I watched them a little bit on Mixer. On Xbox.
Okay, so have no idea where they were, if they were on TV or not.
They used to be broadcast on Spike.
It was like TNT or whatever.
Spike. No, I think Spike's now Universal Paramount or something like that.
But we got to see, even beforehand, we got to see finally see the new Xbox, the Sexbox, the Xbox X.
Xbox Series X.
The Degeneration X.
It should be the Xbox One 360 Series One X plus
the Alexa DL. Box.
It does look like Alexa Tower.
A little bit.
But
I'm really intrigued with it, too.
I'm curious. I saw a thing, and they didn't mention price, obviously, right?
Right.
But they talked. Someone talked somewhere about the remote control that comes with it, like the actual game remote. And they said that that itself was $100-something. And that was my face. Because I'm like, that's the remote.
Yeah.
What's the system going to be?
And maybe it's a misquote or something
maybe.
You know, they're doing another Elite.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
Which is fine if they are. I'm like, cool. It looks huge. I also like the fact that the first question everyone asked was, can we lay it down? Which I thought was kind of entertaining. But it's also got a vent on the top and vents on the sides. It's a huge vented fucking tower. And cool.
It looks really interesting, and it looks way different. It looks like it's embracing PC.
Yeah, which is fine because these things are all basically just small PC boxes anyways.
Mm-hmm. And if Xbox is going down the path that they seem to be going down of trying to merge the two.
Especially with Game Pass.
Yeah. So it's great. And again, I'm intrigued. Now, my Xbox doesn't get turned on very often, but
I've been playing mine, but it's mainly because it's Tomb Raider.
I was so wistful over a Fable. For some reason, like, Fable 1 popped in my head.
You want to play it, or you're Fable? Hoping I was going to talk about it?
Well, no. I was like, give me another Fable. Like, please, give me a Fable.
It's so perplexing to see a first-party game that was so beloved and just generally well-received, even if the second and third ones weren't as highly received, and they've completely fucking... They tried with the Legends thing.
Did they try?
I don't know. But it's just... It's so confusing and very interesting. Can I also take a moment briefly just to give you my brief bitch update about Tomb Raider, Shadow of the Tomb Raider? Dude. I'm so glad I know.
You're so underselling me on this game, god damn it.
Okay, so completionist you will make you play this. The part that pisses me off is that it feels like someone got the... You know how people make those bitch jokes about seltzer waters? Like, this is a seltzer water that had... Like, it was near an orange. That's what it tastes like, those flavored seltzer waters.
Okay. I mean, I've never heard that, but I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, they're like, hey, it was in the presence, or it's aware of the concept of an orange. So, this feels like... I'm so glad I know it's not Tomb Raider of the group, because I would have been so pissed if I did not know that it was them. Because I wonder what the fuck happened. Their dungeons, or not dungeons, the...
Tombs.
Normally, the best part about the previous tombs, the one things I really liked about it, is that it didn't hurt you so hard, like, brain-wise. You were just able to kind of go and process through things.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I think I had to look up once or twice. I have to look up so often in these damn tombs, because I'm just so fucking lost, and I don't know what it is. And I keep hearing her say, I need to go do this, every time I turn my little bat sense on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I need to go do this, I need to do this. I'm like, that's great, what the fuck are you talking about? So it's just, it's not as smartly put. They have new mechanics that don't work perfectly, and I find myself dying by bad platforming mechanics than I do by me being terrible at them.
Right.
And I don't like that. Those are the things that I loved about the first game. And it's like, again, it's a step back. I'm so pissed it's not
so good. Like, this is Assassin's Creed, and then Assassin's Creed 2. So if you played Shadow of the Tomb Raider first, you're like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
But if you played Assassin's Creed 2 first and then go play Assassin's Creed 1, you're like, wow.
That's kind of how it feels like, yeah. Okay. Like, they try to add a lot of new mechanics and stuff, and it's not terrible. It's just not well executed. And that makes me sad. Like, it's still
worth... I put that on my Secret Santa list for work, so I hope...
It's still worth the play. I just... It's making me, every time I think about it a bit more, I'm like, I do realize why people were upset about this. It is not the worst game at all. It just makes me so sad because I really want the original team to have it back. Because I think that would help it. But that's my bitch session. You're welcome. Sorry.
I mean, do we think they're going to do another one?
I don't know. I feel like Square Enix doesn't know what the fuck to do with things that are not Final Fantasy. Well,
they don't know what to do with anything. Yeah. Anything that they own, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So, could just stop there.
Yeah.
The big news, which I don't think anybody ever saw this coming. Sony San Diego, which is a first-party studio owned by Sony, does the best baseball game on platforms, which will be the show. Starting in 2021, so not this next season, but the season after, you're going to be able to buy the show on other platforms.
About fucking time.
Phil Spencer was like, yay, it's coming to Xbox, and it's coming to Switch. So you'll be able to buy, and will be the show, a first-party Sony game on other platforms.
It's smart. I don't know why the fuck it took them so long, but it's kind of awesome, though.
Well, I mean, they had the license and the contract for it. And I guess nobody knows the exact reason, but almost everybody's like, it seems like the contract was up. And MLB was like, look, if you still want this contract, you got to put this out other places. And it's good for
Sony. Yeah, because they're making
more money. Turn on your Xbox and have a splash screen for Sony.
God, that's going to be so fucking weird.
That's going to be so weird. Like, I almost want to buy the game on another platform just to see it, because they're going to get... Now, you're not going to get 100% of the profit that you do if you buy it on your own system, but you're still... Like, I wonder what the contract is going to be like, but you're still going to get a nice chunk of whatever the contract is, and you're still going to have the rights to MLB, and you're still going to be able to do, like, it's
really, honestly, it's good though, because no, there hasn't been an MLB game elsewhere.
There have been.
Well, not
because really, you can get RBI games.
Yeah, but they're not MLB though.
They are.
Are they?
They are.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What was the big shit about? Was it mainly just because it was one of the best games?
It was, they're mid tier, and this was the only like good one.
Okay. I always thought it was something like that was the only one available out there.
No, you can buy other MLB games, but they don't put nearly the effort into them because the show outsells them, 10-1. So it's like, what's the point?
I mean, it's still pretty cool. It's funny because then they had the whole... I mean, it's not first party, but they had the... What is it? The sequel to Senua's Sacrifice? Hellblade? Hellblade 2 is going to be on Xbox?
Yeah.
And that was a PlayStation 1 exclusive, so... It's like, kind of like some weird swap around.
Yeah, but that's because Ninja Theory got purchased by Microsoft.
Which
so.
Is good. I'm glad, because they want them to have better games.
Yes.
Even if it's them buying it from other people, I guess. I still need to go play through Hellblade, honestly.
I do want to play it so bad. I've heard it's great.
Did you see the trailer for...
Yes.
Fuck, dude. I was so into that. It was like, what the shit?
I know.
Also, something you didn't talk about, but something I know you were excited about, because you actually texted me randomly about it, I was like, oh, the Game Awards are on, because you were talking about Tactics.
Gears Tactics. They were like, oh, we're going to show you Gears Tactics, and I was like, alright, cool, whatever, and they show Gears Tactics, and it looks like Gears as a tactics game, and I was like, thank you for doing it right.
I'm so curious.
I was so into it. It's like, it's a tactics game, you knew they were going to do this. I was like, no. They don't always do this stuff.
It looks really pretty.
It looks so fun.
And I fucking love Gears. I haven't played Gears 5 yet just because I haven't signed up for, Game Pass. Eventually I'll sign up for Game Pass and then I'll play it. But I fucking love Gears of War. They're fun. The fourth one was Jump the Shark-ish, but I love the games otherwise. So, yeah, give me another form of it. I never played the PopCap one or whatever it is.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It does not exist.
Was that bad?
It doesn't exist.
You tried it, and you hated
it. No, I didn't try it, but pops are dumb.
I agree, pops are dumb.
So, no, it doesn't exist.
Okay. All right. whatever. Yeah, yeah. Got you, buddy.
No, it doesn't exist. Like, I keep hoping they one day do a sequel to Waiting. Because Still Waiting doesn't exist. Because that movie was fucking ridiculous.
Dude, I will never watch that one. And I'm okay with that.
No, it's so fucking bad.
I believe
I actually didn't finish it. It's so bad that I turned it off. I was like, nope.
I'm That's pretty it. Fucking impressive because yeah. you will stick through some movies.
Yeah, well, I will.
Yeah. Someone's gonna try to recommend it and they can't.
I don't know if it's anywhere where you can see it. I think the maker.
I think that's a good thing, a beautiful thing.
The game of the year for the Game Awards was announced, and everybody has Kotaku has their own, IGN has their own. The Game Awards are no different, but their Game of the Year was announced, and it was Sekiro for PS4, and it seems kind of weird.
It seems very odd. Just that a
Souls I haven't game... heard anything about Sekiro being bad or anything.
No, it's odd for a Souls game, I guess. It's almost, the way I could put it is this. I look at Souls games the way I look at sports games. They're games that I'm probably never going to play.
Right.
I understand they're well-designed, I understand a lot of people enjoy them. But it seems odd for something like that to win.
I used to play Madden every year, and then I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. Then you stop.
Yeah.
I kind of, someone made a joke and said that I think it was, who did Sekiro?
From
Software. It was their, Makopa for, whatchamacallit, for Bloodborne. Because they missed out on Bloodborne being a, Game of the Year kind of thing.
Oh, okay. No, didn't it get Game of the Year too?
I don't think it did. I think it was like runner up or something.
I've heard Bloodborne's amazing.
I have.
And we have it.
Yes, because it was like free, and I'm like,
eh. At some point we should get to it, I guess.
But yeah, it's hard to imagine what other games that came out this year that were.
Dude, when I get to mine, you're gonna be like, really?
Yeah, I'm really curious.
But I haven't played much this year that came out this year.
I definitely have not played much that came out this year. This year. Fuck. Yeah, I really haven't either.
I still haven't played Kingdom Hearts 3.
I haven't either. I haven't even bought it.
I did buy it.
Well, yeah, obviously, though.
But it wasn't for me.
No. I haven't played that. I still have to go back and finish my playthroughs of the Kingdom Hearts games. I'm just not motivated on that at all.
Yeah.
It's been an odd year, I'd say.
It has. There hasn't... I don't think there's been anything great that's come out, but... Yeah. A lot of good to really good games have come out.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of decent ones. I want to play Control.
But there's a bunch of... I haven't played Control. I haven't played Death Stranding. I haven't played First or Fallen Order. Like, there's a bunch that I haven't played.
Yeah.
That...
I do want to play.
Yeah. But
yeah, I haven't played them either, so I don't really fucking know.
And one of the things that I'm super excited for, and I feel like I'm the only one, on PS2, there's a game called Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
Yes.
I used to play the fuck out of that.
I know Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
And they announced that it's coming back.
What do you mean?
They're making another one.
They're making a third Dark Alliance?
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was really excited about Baldur's Gate 3. And I was
Baldur's Gate 3 is Baldur's Gate 3.
That's what I was saying. But Baldur's Gate 3, you know people are excited about that. I got excited because I thought it was Dark Alliance.
No, yeah.
Because Dark Alliance is a hack and slash one, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's very Diablo-esque. And I'm all for that. I had fun with that. That's the one I remember playing in the water all the time.
Yep.
Had all the ripples and shit.
Yep.
And I was like, look at that water.
I loved it. And I was just thinking about Champions of Norrath, which was the team, I think it was Snowblind that did it.
That was the online one, right?
No. It was the same game. It was a hack and slash. The exact same game. And I loved it. And I was thinking that I want that game to come back. And then, boom. This game's coming. I'm like, yes, bitch.
I'm excited. It'll be fun. I love hack and slash ones,
too. I do, too. I love hack and slash games.
And I don't think we've had a lot of them. I mean, maybe Jedi Fallen Order is hack and slash, but it looks more Dark Souls-y.
Yeah, but I think about... I mean, when I think of hack and slash, you have them, but this is more of a co-op hack and slash.
Yes.
And that's what I want, especially, Brocella stuff. Like, we've got Diablo on PS4, and that's the last sort of... we didn't get Ultimate Alliance on PS4 or Xbox.
For Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to get it for Switch, but the idea of not being able to play it online with people is probably the biggest hurdle right there.
I mean, but you can't play it online with people.
On Switch?
Yeah, you just have to find people on Switch.
That's the part. That's the problem right there, buddy.
All right, so we can go ahead and talk this time around about episode 3 of The Mandalorian. We give you a month to basically catch up.
I gotta go catch up with the other episodes or else I'm gonna start spoiling it for me.
So this time around, you get the Mando who has decided he's going to rescue the baby. And just gets in a fight with a bunch of Mandos that help him out.
Yeah.
Three episodes in, he's still being rescued.
Yeah. And that stupid little salute.
Dude, I hated the salute.
You're not the only one, actually. I was talking to a couple of my friends, and they were just going, what the fuck is up with the salute? I'm like, I know, right?
He should have head nodded.
Yeah. It made no sense.
Right.
Canon-wise, my thought is this. No, do they salute in
That's Empire? One of the things. That's one of the things I was thinking about. I'm like, going back and watching the other three, and I would have to really watch them and pay attention. Like, it's something I haven't paid attention to, but I don't recall in the original trilogy them saluting at all. They might, and it's just not in my brain at the moment.
I don't feel like they do.
But I don't recall it.
That's I think what bugs me the most about it is that what is the salute, considering no one else salutes anything. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's not like he's a rank above you or anything. Like, head nod would have worked so much better.
Also, why does everyone else but him have a jetpack? I'm sorry, I'm asking, man. Why does everyone but him have a jetpack, considering he just had so much of this money and everything? He got armor and just didn't buy one? He's like, oh, I need to get me one of those. I'm like, yeah, did they not hand it out on free jetpack day?
I don't know. One of the things that have...
I would have liked it if some had them, some didn't. Like, you'd see some running right behind
There are specialty units.
Well, just make it like, hey, you're a heavier commando one or something like that. That'd be kind of fun. What?
The ham shouldn't have had a jetpack, you don't think?
No.
The heavy artillery?
No.
Mandalorian?
No.
He should have been a tank.
Yes.
So, the problem that I'm starting to run into is in the show, they haven't given him a name.
Yeah.
They just call him Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And so, I feel like that would be like me walking up to somebody who's Catholic and just calling them Catholic the entire time.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird because
like,
Boba Fett has a name. Django had a name.
Jodo Kass has a name. Like, Jodo Kass. He's another Mando.
Okay.
And why do they just call him Mando? Yeah. Why doesn't he have a name? And so I'm like, why haven't you given him a name yet? You haven't even... And I'm not worried about Baby Yoda not having a name or not having species. Like, all of that, it makes sense.
Well, because he's by himself. Why he wouldn't?
Yeah. But why doesn't Mando have a name? Why doesn't Mando have a name?
I don't know. Again, like, we've talked about it.
It's one of those things, the more you think about it, you're like...
The show's not... Great.
No.
It's fun.
Yep.
If it didn't have Star Wars with it, it'd be pretty bad.
I wouldn't say pretty bad, but it wouldn't have the following it has, and it wouldn't have the esteem that it has.
I don't think I'd be as invested. Maybe I'd be more invested if it wasn't Star Wars. I don't know. But
yeah, probably not. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get you there, too.
I do want them to break from the cycle of doing the same thing over and over again. I would like that.
We are 6 episodes in. We just finished this week's episode. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's still Creature of the Week.
No, I get it.
And I'm not saying the episodes are bad.
Do you feel like it's more of a creative decision or it's more of like Disney like manhandling it kind of decision?
I think it's a creative decision.
Like they chose to do that?
I think it's a creative decision.
Because it's just...
Because I don't think... I'm not sure if Disney knew what was going on because, I mean, they talk about they didn't... Now, maybe they gave the creators more control, but they didn't have Baby Yoda stuff on the ready.
Yeah. You know,
a week after the episode release, they weren't like, and here's merchandise. Like, they rushed the merchandise out, and which is good. You know, that info didn't leak, but also...
Yeah, it's also the idea of... So Marvel didn't know what they were doing with their TV shows, right?
so much so that they shuttered their TV studios.
Like, you look at the whole thing between Netflix, you look at the stuff that was on ABC, mm-hmm. you look at the stuff that was on Hulu.
Right.
It's so disjointed and all over the place. And you can make your notes about the new stuff that's coming on Disney Plus, but that's just another thing. I don't feel like... we'll wait and see if they understand what they're doing after they launch some of their actual shows. But I feel like Star Wars doesn't know what they're wanting to achieve with their TV shows. And they're very concerned about what they can and can't do that'll impact canon.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's the reason why they're going so tiptoey and they're not trying to build some... I mean, they're fleshing out things, but they're trying not to break the mold. They're literally trying to just fill the mold up again, pop it out, because this is a thing that they can do that feels okay. And I think that kind of sucks. I hope... I feel like this is what we're going to get through the entire series.
Yeah.
Or the season, at least. I'm hoping that the second season gets them a little more freedom to do something different. And maybe after the next Star Wars movie's out, that'll be kind of, hey, let's just see what we can make.
Right. Well, I mean, and another problem, because you have this movie taking place in the past, is that you can't change too much.
Yep.
But you can't have it be barren either, because then it'll be boring and people won't want to see it.
It'll be Salvation. Yes.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to our pod question for this week. And our pod question this week was brought to us by you.
Yes, I want to know, what was your favorite format? What's the format you had the best memories with?
Our buddy T came back with an answer of CD.
Mm-hmm.
Basically because it allowed him to rip CDs and trade music with his friends and stuff. And do you remember your first CD burner?
I do.
When you were like,
I burned so many CDs. Some of them only had like a few songs on them. I didn't understand fully that you should pack it to the limit kind of shit. Oh, fuck. Yes.
Nero burner. That's what I used.
Shit. I don't even know what I used. I think I had like Magic CD or something like that. I had some burner.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's also where I would borrow friends' CDs and I would copy their music the same way. Then you'd make mixed CDs, which is new. I still have some of mine from fucking high school. some of them have white out on the top because I started scraping the mirror part of it off.
Wow.
That's how old these suckers are. I really need to transfer all these. I think I've transferred most all of them.
That's pretty cool, though. I loved CDs.
I had a friend who made me a CD and just dropped it to me, and I started calling them the soundtracks of my life kind of shit. Because, you know, you're in high school, you make stuff up. But it was just, like, all the songs were, like, really prevalent to all the stuff that was going on, and I have, like, six of them, and I fucking love it.
Well, the CDs gave you the opportunity to listen to a specific song.
Yes.
Listen to it however many times you wanted to. It was just... so much better than tape.
And you could do shuffle.
Yeah, I loved CD so much. I loved CD so much.
It was good.
Mine was actually, I mean, same format mostly, but DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of the same reasons. Now, I wasn't copying, but it was the fact that, one, it didn't look like shit anymore. Where VHS was, it didn't look great. Where DVD looked like a good movie and something you could watch and enjoy. It had sound to it as opposed to like this mono stereo sound that they were promoting with VHS, and like, we can afford Laserdisc, so we're not going to talk about Laserdisc.
Oh, Laserdisc.
But you finally got to have some, that's where my love of special features drew in, of director's commentary and deleted scenes and just all kinds of cool things that you didn't get with VHS. And again, you could go to a specific part of a movie, and it just, like, I loved DVD. And the fact that the PS2 was like, here's a free video game system with a DVD player.
Yeah.
And that was such a big boon for DVDs.
Oh, yeah. No, 100% agree. Wow, they cannot tackle that guy down.
What was yours?
Mine's actually DVD. I've switched between a CD and DVD, but it's definitely DVD for me, too. I remember the first time I saw a menu screen. It was Star Trek First Contact.
Oh, okay.
And I was blown away about what the fuck this was. I was like, this is a menu for a movie.
Yeah.
And there was like two trailers on it. Yeah. One of them was for the movie. and then one was for something else. And I remember watching the shit out of them. And I was playing someone else's, like, DVD player because we didn't have the money for one. Mm-hmm. I just had so much fucking fun with that. And that is also where my love of all the weird shit, like, seeing music videos that were for, what is it, American Pie had a music video on there. I watched the crap out of that. I was like, If You Could Only See, I think. Or no.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
Tonic.
Yeah. There was just, like, shit like that. I had so many fucking fond memories of those. I loved it. DVDs are... I still love them.
Yeah, I mean, they're trash now. Yeah. But that was 20 years ago, so...
But yeah, great memories.
Yeah, I loved DVD. All right, so for this week's pod question, I want to know, since we're going to Star Wars, what is your favorite trooper?
Favorite trooper?
Yep, this is trooper class.
Oh, okay.
Trooper class.
I was like, type of trooper? Because
you're like, I don't know, Tycho? Because that's the only one I can name?
I was going to say the white one.
Racist.
I mean, they're the Australian ones.
Send us your answers to BattenHammer@gmail.com, BattenHammer on Twitter, Sprague and Zig Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us. When I remember, it's posted Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Some Monday mornings, who knows when.
Exactly.
All right, so if you don't want to hang around for our spoiler-filled review of Jumanji, The Next Level, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 337 of Sprague and Zig Geek. So we're Sprague and Zig Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
And remember, next week's episode is all Star Wars.
All Star Wars all the time.
This will be the week that something massive happens. I'll be like, God damn it, we're going to have to talk about this.
Motherfuckers.
Yep. Alrighty, so we're going to go ahead and get to our spoiler-filled review of Jumanji, The Next Level. It's Jumanji again.
The Next Level.
This time, the characters are kind of swapped a little bit. The kid who played Bravestone in the first one goes back to Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
But he...
He's feeling all lonesome and upset.
He was hoping he would be Bravestone, but he doesn't jump back into Bravestone. He jumps into a new... character who's played by Awkwafina, who's...
I fucking love Awkwafina, by the way.
Really?
I kind of really do like Awkwafina a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Who's an Asian rapper, right?
She's a rapper, she's a rapper. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's a rapper.
I don't know her, so I can't really... Mm-hmm. And his friends decide to go into Jumanji and rescue him. And they jump into Jumanji, they... grab his grandfather and his friend, who are old men, who are played by Danny DeVito and Daniel Glover.
Did you say Daniel Glover?
I did say Daniel Glover. Danny Glover. And they take the place of The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Bethany is no longer Jack Black, the athletic, the black guy.
Fridge,
that's yes. Right. Who's now Jack Black and is very upset about that. So then they have to go and rescue... Spencer, that's his name, Spencer.
Okay.
And, yeah, Jumanji ensues.
Yes.
New strengths and weaknesses for the characters.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Kind of. The one thing that I didn't like is that, Bravestone's weakness is Switchblade.
And they only use
who's,
it right at
the who's beginning. Luke Evans, who shows up, blows him up, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And I feel like for him to be his weakness, it should have been a bigger thing. Deal?
Yeah.
Like, I think he should have killed him once or twice, and then he sees him again, and Bravestone has to defeat him, knowing that he can kill him.
Yeah.
And can kill him permanently.
Yeah.
So it adds more drama to it. That's what I've felt with the first Jumanji and this Jumanji as well. It feels like they just want to jump from one scene to the next scene to the next scene. But I kind of, I let it go because of the type of movie that it is.
What it's trying to achieve, yeah.
The charisma between The Rock and Kevin Hart in a not Fast and Furious movie is incredible.
I do really enjoy it.
They were not good in Hobbs and Shaw, that scene that they were in.
Oh, and Kevin, yeah, I'm trying to think, it's like, when the fuck was Kevin Hart? And I was like, oh, right.
But in these two movies, Jumanji and Jumanji 2, they've been amazing. We just watched Jumanji for the first time.
That's what I was going to say, you had the benefit of both.
Went in super fresh. I enjoyed this movie. It's not great.
No.
But it's just fun, stupid fun.
That's kind of like, knowing with the first one, that's why I was excited for this one, is that it just looks dumb. It's also a chance to see four actors that I actually think, one, Rock, and you're right, Rock and Kevin Hart are really charismatic between each other, and they, for the most part, kind of play themselves. This one, they got to be a little
less. Yeah. The Rock wasn't so good as Danny DeVito.
No.
Awkwafina was amazing. There's a point where she's walking, she's like hunched over a little bit and her head's sticking out and she's like, ah! Like, she was really good as Danny DeVito.
That's what I was saying. Like, I fucking love that whole idea. But it was the seeing the characters play, the actors play the kids, that in a movie, it's like kind of meta and I fucking love that.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing this one where they got to switch around a little bit, it was actually kind of fun to see them change out a bit. And honestly, I kind of really like Jack Black for it and I don't know. I mean, that's fine. I know a lot of people...
He's the worst of the four. By far.
You think so?
By far.
I think he actually does a pretty good job. I thought he was... I think The Rock's the worst playing, like, other people than Jack Black is. I would say it's The Rock. The worst is Karen... Or the best is probably, I feel like, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart Jack is the Black, best. Kevin Hart is by far the best.
Then The Rock, and then Karen Gillian, actually. I think Karen Gillian doesn't do a good job. She is herself, and she is awesome, and I really enjoy her.
But the funny thing... Like, this is the first time that I've seen Karen Gillian be... have
a fun role.
I was gonna say just have character. Like Nebula is very
one dimensional. Oculus was very one dimensional.
Yep. So this is the first time, and I haven't seen her in Doctor Who because I haven't watched Doctor Who. So this is the first time I've seen her actually be able to do a character, and she's really good.
You know what? In Doctor Who, she's also pretty one dimensional. So. it is nice to see. And that's the part I enjoy about it, is I see a bunch of characters that just do really stupid shit for set pieces, and it was fun. And I like that. I'm glad you at least had fun with it, though.
Yeah, it's fun. It's not great, but it is fun. And it's okay to have an action movie like that. And people talk about, you know, wanting Uncharted or whatever, and I'm like, this is pretty much Uncharted.
Yeah.
You have a larger cast, and it's a little more comedy than Uncharted, but... These were fun, but Kevin Hart as Danny Glover was incredible.
Fucking amazing.
He was really good. And then Awkwafina as Danny DeVito was amazing.
I fucking love...
Like, her as Spencer, I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
You're...
Just Awkwafina.
Yeah, but her as Danny DeVito was really incredible.
It was really fucking good. And I really loved just... Kevin Hart's like line delivery has like Danny Glover. Danny Glover.
Wow.
Danny Glover. See, I'm doing the same thing. Someone got really angry over the door.
No, the door's because of the weather is kind of swollen a little bit.
Swole.
Our door's been working out.
But yeah, I had fun. The surprise. It's funny because they mentioned something in the trailers, but they didn't mention the movie. Like the idea of like, and what if you won't make it out or something like that.
That's true.
It is true, but they didn't mention the movie at all.
Oh, that line.
Yeah, and I'm like, God damn it, they always have those toss-away lines.
Yeah.
I had fun. I'd recommend going seeing
it. Yeah, I would totally recommend going seeing it.
I mean, Jackie and I went and saw it, and we had a lot of fun.
It's your last weekend to go see it.
Yeah, because Star Wars.
Star Wars is next weekend. Yeah,
and I'm just like, fuck you. Yeah.
All right, so we both recommend going to see Jumanji, The Next Level. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to episode 337 of Spreak and Say Geek. So for Spreak and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. And don't drink too much. Please.
Really?
Seriously.